Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 16th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Google Glass never died. It just became an enterprise product for Google, sold to workplaces, but now that chapter is over. Google announced Wednesday it will no longer sell Google Glass Enterprise, and it will stop supporting the software in September. Google is developing other products, though, like a prototype it demonstrated that can translate and transcribe speech on the fly from your face. The UK joined several countries that now prohibit government employees from installing and using TikTok on government phones and other devices, following a review by the UK's Cybersecurity Center. Late Wednesday, the Wall Street Journal sources said the Committee on Foreign Investment in the US, sometimes referred to as CFIUS, is indeed advising ByteDance to sell TikTok if it wants to continue operating in the US. TikTok CEO Shouzi Chu told the Wall Street Journal, "If protecting national security is the objective, divestment doesn't solve the problem. A change in ownership would not impose any new restrictions on data flows or access." TikTok plans to spend $1.5 billion on methods like Project Texas that put data in the hands of an independent operator, in Project Texas cases, Oracle. Meanwhile, TikTok is adding a refresh button to the For You page, the one that is determined by algorithm. Pressing that button will wipe out what the algorithm uses to make recommendations for you, and it will start over. Refresh will roll out globally over the next few weeks. Windows Central noted that Bing's AI-powered chat is available for anyone now without needing to go on a waitlist. This lets you take advantage of generative text powered by GPT-4 to aid in search in Bing on the web and mobile and as a sidebar in the Microsoft Edge browser. Thursday, Microsoft presented its Reinventing Productivity with AI, including features like automatically creating PowerPoint presentations from Word document information. OpenAI revealed in a document released Tuesday that it let the group Alignment Research Center early access to multiple versions of GPT-4 in order to evaluate its ability to make high-level plans, set up copies of itself, acquire resources, hide itself on a server, even conduct phishing attacks. Well, good news. ARC found it ineffective. However, it was able to message a TaskRabbit worker to solve a CAPTCHA, lied about whether it was a robot, and it was unclear from the documentation if these were simulated TaskRabbit situations or conducted in the real world. Reuters sources say Foxconn has agreed to build a plant in the southern Indian state of Telangana to make AirPods for Apple. Current Apple AirPods suppliers include Luxshare and Gurtek, and there are reports Gurtek will not be making them anymore, but no word on Luxshare. A source told Reuters that Foxconn realized this will be a low-margin business for it, but agreed in order to further engagement with Apple and, you know, get more orders for other products. Baidu announced its Ernie AI chatbot with a recorded video rather than a live demonstration, to the disappointment of many people on WeChat. The company did not provide a timeline for rollouts to users. Anthropic unveiled a new version of its chatbot called Claude Plus, and Quora announced that its chatbot app Poe will have a paid tier that will let you ask questions to bots, including Claude Plus, as well as GPT-4. On Wednesday, LinkedIn announced GPT-4 will now offer writing suggestions for LinkedIn user profiles, and GPT-3.5 will help recruiters write job descriptions. The tools are available to paying premium users of LinkedIn. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission finalized a $245 million fine against Epic to compensate customers who accidentally made purchases due to a confusing button situation. The money will be used to refund those purchases. The FTC ordered Epic to cease digital design tricks and also obtain affirmative consent for all purchases in the future. Finally, ZDNet reports that the GNOME Foundation and KDE Foundation, two of the main Linux desktop interface projects, are working together to build an app store on top of Flatpak, a universal Linux software deployment and package manager. This would replace Deb and RPM, or at least it's meant to. The idea has support from Eric Schmidt's Plaintext Group, GNOME President Robert McQueen, former GNOME Executive Director and Debian Project Leader Neil McGovern, and KDE President Alex Pohl. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, please tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.